Welcome to Ask Us Anything. It's February, what the heck? It's May 25, 2023. I'm Benjamin, of course, and already we've got Jan and Marilyn and Nikki and Stephanie around. So welcome, everyone. And I've got a question emailed in from another member we're going to get to as well. So as always, Marilyn says no sound. If anyone else... I'd like some more yeses, confirming that you could hear me. So anyone who's hearing me, put a Y in the chat, please. Just to let me know you're hearing. Yeah, okay. So Marilyn, I'm sorry. You're going to have to figure that out on your own. But your no sound is on your end. Sorry about that. It's always in the archive later if you need it. So as always, I like to, even on conversational events, set a sacred container. So I'm going to do that super fast. My allies have given me a shortcut for that. So allies, please come. They take a moment to arrive. Everyone just stay really passive, and that'll help them come in easier. Thank you. There we go. Thank you. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, good. All right, we're good to go. I'm going to go ahead and start with the question that was emailed. I'm afraid I'll forget it if I don't. So I'm going to fire up with this from Karen. And she wrote a longer email, but I've just sort of pulled out the main points she was asking about. She first said she wants to find an accountability partner. And she seemed to have the impression this accountability partner would somehow be in person, but I mean, that's possible, but most likely your accountability partner at Awakening Plus will be someone who doesn't live physically near you. We have members all over the planet. And so Karen or anyone else, be prepared to have an accountability partner who you work with remotely, you know, phone, Zoom, whatever you choose to do. And of course, in the forum is our accountability partner section. You go in there and just post. And I'm always really good. If I see a post in there, I'm notified anytime anyone posts in the forum. And I would then put it in a email to the whole membership like I did. The last person who did that just a few days ago, they had an accountability partner within hours of requesting. So that's easy to do. Karen also said she has the desire to communicate with other members in the forum itself. And in the earlier days of Awakening Plus, I tried really hard to get forum conversations going, and our members just aren't into that. In my training on how to run a membership, I learned that there are some memberships that are really, you know, forum oriented, and they have very lively forums, lots of conversation to and fro. And some memberships just don't go that way. And so far, Awakening Plus does not really focus on forum interaction. The members seem to be here for the experiences of healing and awakening, and they enjoy interacting, you know, in our events. Several events per month are designed for, you know, conversation and interaction with me and the members. Karen, you can try posting in the forum there. As you go in there, you'll see, I think I just had a, I'll just share a screen here real second and show you what I was looking at here just a minute. Pull this up. Yeah, so this is the main forum view. And for example, if you want to introduce yourself, she meant that there's the introduce yourself. Just you click in there and type your intro if you want. There's a member sharing section if you want to just share. There's the accountability partner section to ask for an accountability partner. There's an everything else, chat about anything there. So we have the setup for it if anyone wants to get in there and start conversing. However, I've just never been able to generate any meaningful conversation in there. In fact, even on the information page for the membership, I just admit right up front, hey, our forum's pretty quiet. Maybe it'll perk up later. But if you're looking for a lively forum experience, this is not your membership. You need to go. This is the one weak area we have if we've got one. So let me see what else Karen had here. She said, I want to use my profile picture on Zoom. Well, you'd go into Zoom there. You'd go to zoom.us. If you don't already have a Zoom account, Karen, you would need to establish one. And once you're in Zoom, you go to the profile section, and that's where you can upload any image you want, including the image you work in Awakening Plus. So that is everything I believe that Karen had asked about. And I appreciate the patience of the live folks while we got Karen's one up front. She couldn't be here, but she wanted to email that. And of course, anyone's welcome. I need to put that in the description that members can email questions in advance if they can't attend the live call. All right. So now we are open for business. Anyone who's here can just unmute and pop in and ask your question. So open season. Go ahead. All right, well, it's been great hanging out with you guys. I guess we're done. Kidding, I hope. So, yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, it's Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Was anybody else trying to get in? I hope I didn't jump on them.
You are the first, so you are in the queue. Go ahead.
Okay. This is something I ran across, and I thought it would be interesting. On page 88 of the Kindle version of your book, chapter 7, there are two invocations. There's a clearing one and an energizing one.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been using them as an AM, PM.
Hmm.
I do the clearing one as I go to bed because your body allegedly heals while you're sleeping. Sure. And then I do the energizing one as I get up in the morning.
Cool.
And I'm liking that.
Great.
If anybody is wanting to try it. And in fact, I'm not sure. If this is not appropriate, I apologize. It would be really kind of interesting to incorporate those two invocations into a call, because I'd love to experience it as a group.
Which invocations are they?
They're the one that spirit that I am, please clear or transmute any energies that are blocking my desire for manifesting.
Okay.
And then the other one is the one that asks to bring in the energies for the, to resonate with the things that you are desiring to manifest.
Okay, so those are the law of attraction invocations.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, those are really cool. I like that. Thank you. And then the second thing is, I'm going to follow up on a little of the group work that I participated in recently.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of interesting. Now, not the last call with the individual healings, but the call before it.
Yeah.
I requested that the blocks, the energies or the things that are blocking me from manifesting a new job be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really nice. I enjoyed it a lot, and I thought it was very useful. And then on the astrology call last week, I asked about job potential.
Yeah.
So this is what has transpired. Before I don't know. I was out on the internet, and I decided to go in and look at my openings in my company. I work for a rather large company, and they have started, I kind of knew this already, a whole entire new branch or opco of the company that is all remote. And see, I want a remote job.
Mm.
And they are, it's all the higher ups now. It's way out of my expertise, but I figured that they're hiring all the heads of the departments or the heads of whatever they're doing. And then they'll hire in the more support people is where I am interested. So right. I was kind of excited about that.
Good.
And I've been looking for about 5 years for a job. I've been really super fussy. I'm 60 now, so it's going to be my last job. So I have to pick something I really like, because I plan on retiring from it.
Sure.
And I'm going to work for several more years. And so I don't see very much of what I like under the remote. It's mostly customer service and sales and data entry. And, you know, occasionally something pops up. But this last weekend, two jobs popped up that looked interesting. Mm-hmm. So I ended up applying for two jobs on Monday, and I haven't done anything like that for a while. I don't, like I say, I don't apply very often. I kind of hemmed and hawed about it because I knew neither one of them would come through. I knew one of them was way more experience than I had, but I thought, you know, if you want a new job, you got to put yourself out there. You got to put the energy in it. And I have heard back from the one place and I didn't make the cut and I wasn't surprised, but okay. You know, it's, you know, putting it out there. So on Tuesday, I went into work and my boss called me back into the office. And this is kind of interesting. There is a lateral move, the position that I'm currently in at another store. And she asked me if I'd be interested in transferring. And I'm open to it. I need to have more information about it yet. It's brutally political. I won't get into that. There's just some angst.
Right.
But I'm going to work a couple of shifts at that store next week and I'll talk to the manager. So I don't know. It's obviously it's not what I want, but it's like, maybe I need to make a little change before I make a big change. You know, okay. Once again, putting the energy out there.
Okay.
And then go on. You're going to say something.
So I'm listening and I'm interested. And at the same time, this is an ask us anything call.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just kind of following up.
If you have a question somewhere in this.
No, there's no question. I just wanted to know this stuff works. I mean, it's like a testimonial. Testifying to it. So, I'm really surprised.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. So this stuff works for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to be encouraging to the others that, you know, are working too on the thing. But yeah, and then there was another little thing that happened. But I've had a lot of movement. So
good. Well, congratulations. I am getting a channeling for you if that's helpful.
Okay.
They're saying the only thing holding back a larger possibility is your disbelief that it can happen.
Okay.
So I would encourage you to notice any parts of you that are feeling like what you want isn't really possible, or you're not worthy, or too old, or anything like that.
Yeah.
And really work with those parts to see if you can open them up to the possibility of something really awesome happening.
Yeah. And I guess that's the last part of it. On Tuesday afternoon, right before I left, one of the old timers, I'm an old timer where I work, I've been there a long time, came in, and she's an HR person. And she's kind of mentored me in the past and we kind of drifted off. And I said, do you see all those remote jobs opening? And she said, yeah, I have contacts with all with the recruiters and stuff like that. So I said, can I email you? So I have someone that can kind of mentor me and maybe recommend some positions to open up as they're opening up and, you know, guide me. Yeah.
I'm sensing some really strong possibility for you there. So I would really encourage you to keep possibility consciousness open.
Okay.
And don't be shy about asking your divine allies for support in getting that job that you really want.
Okay. I feel so much more grounded than I have, but I feel like I have a direction now to step. So, and I haven't had that at all in the past. So I'm just really happy. And I just want to let you know that I've had some really good results with this, and that's all.
Oh, that's awesome feedback, Stephanie. Thanks for sharing that.
Uh-huh.
All right, cool. All right. Whoever's next, unmute and speak. And I'm noticing that nobody has their camera on. That's like so weird. So my own preference is if we're doing interactive calls, I just love to see people on camera if they're willing. So anyone who's willing to boldly turn on their camera and let us see your face, that would be awesome. I hate to be the only one. All right. So looks like Jan's up. Jan, did you have something you wanted to ask?
Yeah. Last time or time before, whatever, I asked you to work on my ears and eyes, and I haven't seen a change. I wondered if you could pick one of them and do it now, or, you know, sometime.
We can't do that tonight because this is not an energetic call. It's a conversational call. But we do tons of healing calls, and you can go work the archive for that as well. So I'm sorry that this is not the appropriate venue for that, but you're
That's
welcome
fine.
To jump on the other healing calls. And of course, there's hundreds of archived calls you could use to promote healing as well. So
can you put a name on it for me?
A name?
When I go to look at the archives, what would I be looking for especially?
I would go to the best of page. And anything that's a healing call, do you like gentle healing or more intense, full-on healing?
I don't think I've noticed the difference yet.
So. Really? Okay. So if you don't, you know what? I think, you know, you could take a really strong healing call. So I would check out the Have you ever done the breathwork calls where you do the strong breathing with the loud music?
I haven't.
Do you have any kind of heart condition or any physical reason why you wouldn't be able to do a strong breathing? Okay. Yeah. Check out the shamanic breathwork events and the shamanic awakening calls.
What was the first one?
Shamanic breathwork. And then there's a whole bunch of shamanic awakening calls too. And either of those are the strongest healing events we have. And since you're not super sensitive to energy, I think a strong dose of high energy shamanism might be good for you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Try those. Yeah. So I hope those will give you some good results. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Should I take my picture off now?
Well, you can leave your camera on, but I'm going to mute you. And I want to give everyone a turn before we come back to second questions. So Marilyn and Brian have not asked anything. So either of you can jump in now if you have got a question.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, Brian.
My question is, as you know, I am in a process of a move. And if you have the best suggestion, in order for me, when I do move into that home, as far as clearing out any negative energies or residue that might be there?
There's all kinds of ways to clear a space. So a lot of people like to smudge. So do you have any like smudge you can burn?
I do. Yes.
Yeah, I would. So intention is everything, not just going through a house with a smoky thing in your hand. So bless the smudge, first get in your own strongest divine space that you can, then ask your allies to bless the smudge for maximum potency of clearing any energy that doesn't serve highest good from the space. And then holding that vibration and that intention, walk through the house and just, some people visualize as, I'm big on letting the divine do all that. So I would just be with your allies as I walk through here. Partner with me in the smudge and just clear out any lower vibration energy that does not serve Kai's good and just go through the whole house and just smudge the hell out of it, I would say. Some people use liquids they spray or spray out of their mouths. There's all kinds of ways to clear a space. And I sometimes will just sit in one little part of the house and, I'll get as bright and shiny as I can. And I then, my own technique for clearing our house is I just become the house. I mean, I ask Alice, like, please make me one with the entire house and I will actually feel myself as the house. It may sound weird, but you can do it. And then once I'm there, I call for may all lower vibration, heavy energy that does not serve highest good be cleared or transmuted. And I stay merged with the house until I feel all that good and gone. And then I call for highest good energy to saturate the place. And I'm there until it's all nice and clean and beautiful. So it can be done just sitting still, not moving at all. If you have the ability to know yourself as the space you're clearing, does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And as I've got special stones in most of the corners of the house that are charged for, holding good high vibration and keeping the place safe and all that. So I'm a big fan of using stones to hold good energy as well. So there's all kinds of nuances to that, but is that a helpful, at least starter answer for that?
It is very much so. Thank you.
Any follow-up question on that?
No, not at all.
Okay. Also, is it a freestanding house or is it like a house that has an adjoining wall with someone else?
It's a freestanding house.
Okay, good. So be sure to get not just the house, but the property. You want to have the energy go all the way out to the boundary of the property too.
Okay.
And what I will often do is first I'll do the house and then I'll clear the whole area, not just to the borders, but I'll also see the energy going under the ground and ceiling under. And I'll see like a dome created over the house with the dome kind of sloping down to the borders of the property. And I'll see that cleared and full of light. And I'll often call allies to help too. I'll call I now call for divine beings to stand guard and, hold good space. So you can call, you know, divine beings, some of whose their only role in life is to hold good space and protect. So call some of those helpers in to help you if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that helpful?
Very much so. Thank you.
Cool. All right. You're welcome. And Marilyn, you're the only one who hasn't asked a question yet. Do you have one? Oh, and also for more on that kind of stuff, the course inside Awakening Plus called Your Divine Allies, let them help you more. There's more information in that course that would be generally helpful along that kind of theme. Yeah. So Marilyn, do you got a question or are you just hanging out? Marilyn, hello. All right, so Marilyn is passing, it looks like. So open season, anyone who has another question, jump right in. Well, Marilyn is saying she has no sound. Okay, well, Marilyn, if you'd like to type your question, you can type it in the chat. So if you're not having, you know what you could do, Marilyn, is you could get off Zoom and you could come in via the phone interface. You know, all my announcements have a way to get in by phone as well. So you might try that and see if you can come in audio only. So you're welcome to try that if you want. So everyone who is able to has asked a question. So we're open season. Anyone can ask a second question if they like. And if no one has more questions, then seriously, we can be done. We can have a really short call tonight. So no sense sitting around with dead space. So we'll leave a moment longer for anyone who's got a follow-up question. But if not, we won't outstay our welcome.
Brian? I have another question.
All right, go ahead.
Pertaining to astrology and a long-term romantic or loving partnership, I just came across that the houses of 5 and 7 are very important. Is there any truth to that? I understand that there's so much more for a NATO chart.
Yeah, a romance, there are so many, I mean, in astrology, the fifth house is romantic love and is said to represent like the new part of the relationship where you're coming together and there's the fire and the romance and the hot sex and all that kind of stuff. The seventh house is the house of the more enduring long-term partnership overall in those contexts. Actually, the sixth and eighth house also have relational meanings, but specifically the eighth house is the house of sacred sexuality and the really intimate kind of blending. So all the houses have factors, but basically, even if you all don't have strong fifth or seventh house connections, there's so many other factors. You know, in astrology, the alphabet says every archetype is represented by a house, a planet, and a sign. So, you know, unless you are really expert at astrology and you want to know what's your and we call it synastry in astrology, the joining of the stars, when you look at a partnership in astrology, there is a lot to it. My main thing I usually look at is a synastry grid, where I look at all of one person's planets on the top and all the other person's planets down the side, and there's something like 250 points of intersection, and I dive into that, and you know, there's so much to interpret just based on how the planets interaspect each other. So it goes super deep. It's more than just the houses. So if you want a relational look at astrology, then it's best just to get a professional astrologer to do that for you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a very good subject. Yeah.
Could it be a pretty good sign? Let's say if somebody's houses matched up, you know, very synergistically with my houses as far as the elements?
House elements is not usually a major factor I look at in synastry. That's kind of weighed on the list of factors for me anyway. So if you want me to look at you with someone or whatever, then probably best just to have me do it. You know, it's so technical and so deep. You know, this may not be the venue for a deep technical astrology discussion on that subject.
I thought so. I was just curious because, you know, that's been going around lately as far as the fifth and seventh houses. For whatever reason, astrologers are talking about this right now.
Oh, yeah. And it's true. There's no question that those houses are important in an astrology synastry interpretation. But that's like two pieces out of a 500 piece jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
A lot more to it. Yeah. But it's valid for sure.
Thank you for that insight. Yeah.
You're welcome. All right, Brian, it's just you and Stephanie. So Stephanie, you got another question?
Okay, here I am. Hi. Hi. I don't really know. I mean, that I'm just kind of just so amazed over what's happened recently. I don't know if you can help me. And if you can't, it's fine. Do you have any guidance what can I do about making a decision about whether to transfer to this new store or not?
I would leave that decision to your higher self personally.
Okay.
Do you have a way of accessing your inner guidance on important questions?
Not really.
Okay. Do you know how to muscle test?
Yeah, but I have a hard time doing it to myself.
Okay. All right. So again, this is probably not the venue to go deep into the pros and cons of all that.
Yeah.
But what I can do is let me just give you the simplest muscle testing method I know that seems to work for most folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll describe it. So basically, muscle testing is letting your higher self influence you physically in some way to give you a yes or no answer.
Yeah.
So what you can do is just stand up. Now, again, try to get into embodied awakening first the best you can, because the more clear, mm-hmm. the easier it's going to be. So you're standing up and you could just as easily lean forward as lean back. And kind of establish, you just say, higher self, show me a yes. And you know, you're just totally relaxed and you should lean forward or lean back.
Okay.
And then you go up right again and say, show me a no. And again, ideally you would then lean in the opposite direction. Okay.
Okay. So
if you try this several times and you get consistent, the yes is one way, the no is the other way, then you have a very simple yes, no, you know, body pendulum, if you will. Okay.
Yes.
So then if you've got that reliably, then you can just ask any yes or no answer you want and your higher self can give you an answer on it.
Okay.
So that's the simplest way I know to get an internal yes.
Okay. And then I guess I have another question while we're here. Since I've been doing those manifesting invocations in the morning and the evening, I try and do other ones throughout the day. Should I still be doing like the basic one of the awakening one?
Oh yeah. Well, in my opinion, you know, the very most important invocation is for embodied awakening.
Okay.
You know, that supports everything else. And definitely when you feel challenging physical or emotional stuff, do the healing invocation.
Okay.
Those are the bread and butter invocations that are just the foundation of everything I do. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
So I would never stop doing those if you're doing my system.
Okay.
And beyond that, just whatever other things you want to do. Are you also doing, you know, explicit law of attraction work where you are being very clear on what you're calling in?
Yeah, I'm working with someone on that.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, you know, you don't want to just be generally clearing to manifestation. You want to be calling in the very specific thing you want, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
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 You can do that too. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Brian, you got anything else? I'll take that for a no. Unless you unmute real quick. Stephanie, any other questions from you?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Brian jumped back in. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you saw me shake my head. No.
I'm sorry. You're way back from the camera, so I couldn't see.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't. Thank you.
Okay, so you're good. Stephanie, any other questions from you?
I'm good right now. I'm really excited about the results I've gotten. You'd say, of course it works, but I've tried so many different things. I mean, I really feel like I've been just mindlessly chasing, and man, to find something that finally has shown some results in an area that I've had a lot of difficulty with. I'm really thrilled.
Well, I'm so glad Awakening Plus is working for you. I'm thrilled to hear that. That's
good. Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Okay. Any further questions beyond that, Stephanie?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Looks like we're done then. All right. So the short 30-minute call, but hey, we won't overstay our welcome. Thanks for everyone who showed up, and on Karen for her remote question as well. This will go up in the archive as usual. And so grateful to all of you for showing up. Thanks for being at Awakening Plus, and we'll do some more events next week. Allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Thank you for your energetic support. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? All right, we're good. Thanks, everybody. Many blessings to you all. Bye.